daughter Fiona, and son Nate.
SLB announces listener birthdays at 8:55 a.m. every week. Would you like to surprise a friend or family member? Just send us the information and we'll mention their birthdays on the radio the Saturday of or before it occurs. To add your birthday or surprise a friend or family member by adding theirs, visit slbradio.org/birthdays or write to us at slb@slbradio.org.
If you include the birthday person's address, we will make sure they receive an official Saturday Light Brigade birthday card hand delivered by a uniformed employee of the United States government. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger, this is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings at WRCT, Pittsburgh, WIUP FM, Indiana, WMCO New Concord, KRDP Apache Junction, Goldfield, Ghost Town, Phoenix, WSAJ FM, Grove City, WCUC FM, Clarion, WNJR, Washington, WKYW, LP, Kaiser, West Virginia, Mountain Streams Radio.org, Tube City Online at WMCK.FM, Keysport, and SLB Radio.org. Now it's time for a feature from our Herbs in Action series.
Hi, my name is Camille DeSisto, and I am a PhD student at Duke University in North Carolina studying ecology. More specifically, I study species interactions in tropical forests, and the herb I would like to talk about today is the humble banana. In general, when we think of the cultivated banana, we're thinking of the genus Musa. It can sometimes be surprising that a banana is actually an herb, because sometimes it can look like a tree because the plant grows relatively tall, but it is an herb because the stem is not woody and it does have a fruit, and the fruit can actually be classified botanically as a berry. Banana plants tend to grow in tropical environments, and they have very large leaves. They grow in bunches. For me, when I first saw a banana plant, I was surprised at how big it was and that it looks very tree-like, and even further surprised upon finding out that it isn't a tree, but an herb. So the native banana that grows in Madagascar is in the dry forest, and in general, the fruits are a lot smaller. So when we humans cultivate bananas, they do so to elongate the fruit, produce a fruit that tastes good and is also large, but these wild species are more likely to have smaller fruits also that will have seeds in them as well. Bananas grow in a bunch. They are also, it's a cultivated plant, so humans play a large role in that growth process. There are species that are considered bananas that aren't cultivated. More native banana species, for example, where I do my research in Madagascar, there's considered one native banana species. All the rest are cultivated and come from other areas in the world. People can use the banana leaves. That can be used for making all types of structures, which is really cool. There's a huge variety of culinary uses. When I'm in the field, I rely on bananas a lot, that's for sure. A lot of different animals do this. For example, I study lemur plant interactions, mostly in northeast Madagascar. And where I conduct my research, it is in tropical forests where lemurs live. And there are often agricultural fields that are adjacent to these forest areas. So from time to time, lemurs can actually go and eat these plants. There's also other animals, for example, rats, maybe a more obvious one that would enjoy feeding on the bananas. Humans and bananas have really complicated histories and relationships, particularly through the pains of colonialism and the harm that that has brought to different populations through banana cultivation. So cultivated bananas, there are very few varieties, and this makes the plant quite vulnerable. For example, if there is a pathogen, it can spread really quickly throughout a cultivated population of bananas and endanger food supplies. Whereas if you have more agroecological diversity, then the plants are going to be less vulnerable to those pathogens. And it's also important to acknowledge some of these other species just in terms of appreciating biodiversity and all these different types of plants that exist.
Learn more about herbs at mjbergerfoundation.org.
Oh, Mabel, why can't you be true? Oh, Mabel, why can't you be true? And I started out of doing them things you used to do. As I was a-motivating over the hill, saw Maybelline in the Coupe de Ville. Cadillac rolling on an open road, and nothing outrunning my V8 Ford. Cadillac doing about 95, a bumper to bumper and a side by side. Maybelline, why can't you be true? Why could you be true? And I started out of doing them things you used to do. When a Cadillac pulled to 104 and the Ford got hot, I wouldn't do no more. Sun got cloudy and it started to rain, and it tooted my horn from the passing lane. Rainwater blowing all over my hood and a little doodle my motor. Got a Maybelline, why can't you be true? Why can't you be true? And I started out of doing them things you used to do. And he went down, and that's when I heard that highway song. Cadillac looking like a tunnel lead, 100 feet, 10 miles ahead. Cadillac looking like setting still, and I caught a Maybelline at the top of the hill. Of Maybelline, why can't you be true? Oh, why can't you be true? Done started out of doing them things you used to do. Oh, Maybelline, why can't you be true? Well, I started off doing it things you used to do. Oh, Maybelline, why can't you be true? Ooh, 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 Maybelline, why can't you be true? You done started out of doing them things you used to do.
That's John Hartford, backed by David Grisman and Mike Seeger. We are going to play Guess Who in just a moment. Hello to James, who, when our sound hound was here, had a guess of rattlesnake and also thought it might be a baby rattle or a coin spinning. Our sound hound today was the sound of a fishing reel bringing in a fish. And also, hello to Ed and Karen, listening in West Virginia. They knew that craft was the afterthought puzzle we were looking for. And I think we did not get a chance to acknowledge Aline in Maine. And there are a lot of people playing along on Facebook this morning. Tim, we've given you the clue. Stage, mine and air. And Tim said, how about Fryer, like an air fryer? Maybe a member of the Friars Club, first stage. You are thinking creatively, my friend.
The Northside Chronicle joins you in supporting the Saturday Light Brigade. The Northside Chronicle is a nonprofit community newspaper available in print, digital, and mobile formats that provides coverage of the people, places, and events in the 18 Northside neighborhoods of Pittsburgh. Details on the Northside Chronicle, including the Health and Wellness Guide, is available at thenorthsidechronicle.com.
Saturday Light Brigade summer camps give youth between the ages of 12 and 18 incredible opportunities to learn about new things, make new friends, and be heard. There are three camps in all in June and July, as well as scholarships, full and partial, available. And the good news is there are still openings. To learn more about our camps, go to slbradio.org/summercamps2025.
This is Emily, a student from Penn State and a Remake Learning Days Youth Ambassador. Remake Learning Days 2025 starts soon, and I hope you'll join me at the Creating Backyard Gardens event hosted by the Agora Cyber Charter School at the Lake Tobias Wildlife Park on Friday, May 23rd from 9 to 2. At Creating Backyard Gardens, we will be using recycled materials instead of planters and planting flower and vegetable seeds to create backyard container gardens. Students will learn about the growing seasons and the plants native to our region. As a Remake Learning Days Youth Ambassador, I'll be following up with a story recapping the event and the students that have learned about the plant life cycles, all while being sustainable. To learn more about the Creating Backyard Gardens event, visit Remake Learning Days. Creating Backyard Gardens. Creating Backyard Gardens is just one of hundreds of free events running during Pennsylvania's Remake Learning Days celebration from May 1st to May 23rd. Learn more at remakelearningdays.org.
Now it's time to give you a chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge. Now it's time to play Guess Who. And this week's Guess Who comes at the suggestion of Mark in Slippery Rock. He actually shared some information. And then thinking through, we thought it would make a good Guess Who. We're about to give you a pair of initials. Could belong to a man, a woman, somebody real, somebody fictitious, somebody from history, entertainment, sports, politics, literature, music. No matter who it is, we think it's probably a name you'll recognize. And here are this morning's initials. They are S. H. S. H. That's S as in Swiss Veil and H as in Harmer. S. H. S is in Swiss Veil, H as in Harmer. You can guess as many times as you would like to. And you would like to, wouldn't you? Let the guessing begin.
It's time to connect. Join us on or off the air by calling or texting us at 412-200-5975. You can also reach us at 1-888-752-7234 or through Interact Live at slbradio.org/radio. You're a big part of the Saturday Light Brigade.
guesses already starting to come in. 412-200-5975. I'm curious to hear whatever guesses you might have to share with us this morning. 412-200-5975. Gail in Stanton Heights got it. Her very first guess. Well done, Gail. She also has Stephen Hawking, Sean Hannity, Susan Hayward, Salma Hayek, and Sam Harris. And here come a lot more guesses at 412-200-5975. James is in Freiburg. Great guesses. Scotty to Hottie. If there's one, never ashamed to admit when I don't know something. Professional wrestler, Scotty to Hottie. An American professional wrestler. It's not Scotty. Now we all know who he is. Nor is it Shemp Howard, Stu Hart, Sammy Hagar, Sherman Hemsley, Stephen Hawkings, or Stan the Lariat Hansen. Okay, is that going to be another wrestler, or is that, it is, a retired professional wrestler. I thought it might be Steve Hansen's brother, Radio Steve Hansen's. It's not him. 412-200-5975. Nick and Susan are in New York City. They have a lot of guesses. I don't see the correct one in here, though. Here's their guesses, though, to help you narrow it down and also to show how creative they were. Stephen Hawking, Sally Hemings, Sam Houston, Susan Hayward, Sherman Hemsley, Sammy Hagar, Shemp Howard, Stanley Holloway, Stephen Hill, Sidney Howard, Sadie Hawkins, Sterling Hayden, and Sterling Holloway. Tom and McCandless has Stephen Hawking, Sam Houston, Sadie Hawkins, Susan Hayward, Sean Hannity, Seymour Hersh, Spencer Haywood, Sarah Hines, Sally Hemings, Sarah Hale, Seamus Haney, Sergeant Howell, and Steve Harvey, but not the correct answer. He also had actor Sean Hattacy. Here comes some more. Sam Hazo, Pittsburgh's incredible poet. Guessed by Alan at Squirrel Hill. Not Sam Hazo. Annie, you just got the correct answer. Annie is in Eastern Pennsylvania. Patrick has Stephen Hawking, Salma Hayek, Stephen Harper, Seamus Haney, Sam Harris, Shemp Howard, Scott Hendricks, and Susan Holmes. Sam Hill, just guessed by Alan in Squirrel Hill. Martha and Bill in Stanton Heights have Sam Houston. Caden has Sahara's Heat. Sahara's Heat is running later today in the Pennsylvania Ball Cap, which is a race that directly competes with the Kentucky Derby. The Pennsylvania Ball Cap features all sorts of incredible horses running against each other as a direct competitor of the Kentucky Derby. The Pennsylvania Ball Cap will feature Sahara's Heat. Along with Mojave's Warmth and other horses of a unique nature. No odds on any of them yet. In fact, it's difficult because the races often run in very hot conditions, so the track is only approximately 10 feet long, so it's almost always a tie. Mike and Mars, you just got the correct answer. Well done. Tommy in Virginia has Stephen Hawking, Seamus Haney, Sam Houston, the correct answer. After Sam Houston, also he had a guess of Saddam Hussein, St. Helena. And here's one I don't know. I'm going to look up because the name is interesting to me. Susu Hayakawa, a Japanese actor. As I mentioned, Tommy did have the correct answer. Sydney Harris, guessed by Mike and Mars. Rich in Freeport, Football Hall of Famer Sam Huff. More Guess Who guesses coming in. Annie, listening with Caden and Aunt Kim, I think, has a guess of Sarah Hughes. Sama Hayek from Ross and Glenshaw. Good morning, Ross. Sean Hayes, guessed by John in Economy Borough. Richard on the north side has Saddam Hussein. Stephen Harper, the correct answer. Saul Hudson. Sam Houston. Seymour Hersh. Scott Heron, as in Gil Scott Heron, I think. And Sonia Haney. Great guesses, Richard. Lee Robinson. Lee, I forget what neighborhood you're in. I say Lee Robinson just because everybody knows Lee Robinson, the great saxophone player. Sarah Hines. It's not Sarah Hines, but a great guess. Russ and Sharon have the correct answer. They're listening in King, North Carolina. They also had Saddam Hussein as a guess. The Bangles, by Breeze, not the Bangles, but Susanna Hoffs from the Bangles, not her. It's funny, we were talking about the Bangles earlier this week, coincidentally. 412-200-5975. Mike and Mars just gave a clue. Oh, here's a good one. Jim in Crafton Heights. Guess the man that came before Doc Severinsen on The Tonight Show leading the band. NBC's Skitch Henderson. Skitch Henderson. It's not Skitch Henderson. 412-200-5975. We'll leave it out for just a moment or two. Sterling Hayden, guessed by Jim in Crafton Heights. Summer. Oh, Lee, are you telling me your neighborhood or is this another guess? Yes, Summer Hill. I'm going to assume that's where you're listening this morning. No, he's on the north side. That would be Spring Hill in that case. 412-200-5975. Some people might learn this in elementary school. After all, it is so. 412-200-5975. We'll take a few more guesses as we play Guess Who this morning. By the way, good luck if you are running in today's race or tomorrow's marathon in the city of Pittsburgh. Here's hoping things go well for you. SH are the initials. We'll give you just another moment or two. People would learn this in an elementary school environment. After all, it is so. Gail in Stanton Heights got the right answer. So did Annie in Eastern Pennsylvania. Mike in Mars. Tommy in Virginia. Richard on the north side. Russ and Sharon in North Carolina. What about you? Alan at Squirrel Hill just got it. And did you come up with the correct answer? We're looking for Sherlock Holmes. Sherlock Holmes. The great detective. And Sherlock Holmes came about at the suggestion of Mike. And I'll share more with the reason he suggested Sherlock Holmes. More about that in just a few moments. But first, we'll take a listen to Christine Lavin. Congrats if you got Sherlock Holmes here at the Saturday Light Brigade.
A mysterious woman. I want to write mysterious songs. I want everyone to wonder, what is she thinking about? Existentialism, nihilism, wrong. I am thinking about defrosting my refrigerator, but I know I could get into a mysterious mood. Watch me ask the bartender for a drink he cannot make. Watch me order mysterious foods. Foods even Julia Child cannot pronounce right. From cookbooks that time has forgot. Then maybe I will read Crime and Punishment.
Fighting with Hercules.
Christine Lappin weaving a mystery of her own. And congratulations also to Jennifer for coming up with the correct answer. And Greg in McKeesport also knew that we were looking for Sherlock Holmes. And one of the reasons we suggested Sherlock Holmes, or we thought of him as a guess who for today, is Mark in Slippery Rock is reading a book called Arthur and George, written by British novelist Julian Barnes. And in the book, he mentions that the original name that Arthur Conan Doyle had chosen for Sherlock Holmes was Sheridan Hope. That then became Sherringford Holmes, which ultimately became Sherlock Holmes. And it's kind of interesting, you know, we often say, well, I'm no Sherlock Holmes, but we might have been saying, I'm no Sheridan Hope, but all sorts of things you could think about. But it sounds like an interesting book. And Mark, thanks for sending it to us. Ricky noted that Monk, Tony Shalhoub, the actor that plays Monk, was last week's guest whose role is a fictitious detective, and this week's Guess Who answer is a fictitious detective. Planned? No. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings from SLB Radio Productions.
Come gather around people wherever you roam, and admit that the waters around you have grown, and accept it that soon you'll be drenched to the bone. If your time to you is worth saving, then you better start swimming or you'll sink like a stone. For the time they are a-changing. Come writers and critics who prophesize with your pen, and keep your eyes wide, the chance won't come again. And don't speak too soon, for the wheel's still in spin. Gets hurt, or he who has stalled. The battle outside is raging. We'll soon shake your windows and rattle your walls. For the time they are a-changing. Come mothers and fathers throughout the land, you can't understand. Your sons and your daughters are beyond your command. Your old road is rapidly aging. Please get out of the new one if you can't lend a hand. For the times they are a-changing. Thank you. city's care. The slow one now will later be fast, as a present now will later be past. The order is rapidly aging, and the first one now will later be last, for the times they are changing.
That is the Del McCurry Band. Bob Dylan turns 84 later this month, and a lot of covers of Bob Dylan songs have been released in association with that, and we'll try to play a few of those as time goes on throughout the morning. There are a couple things I'd like to mention while I have a chance to. And then we have a game we'll play with you between now and 10 o'clock. First, if you were affected by Tuesday's storms, or are still affected by Tuesday's storms, know that we're thinking about you, especially if you happen to be listening using a battery-operated device today, because there still is no electricity in your home, especially if you're not in your home because of damage or simply a need to not be alone. Even in our case, although the impact was relatively minor, we had about 9 hours without electricity, which seems like nothing compared to what a lot of people endured, including folks that 5 days or so after the storm still do not have electricity in the area. Our heart is with you, and I want you to know we're thinking about you. Secondly, to those of a certain age, perhaps, but I hope really, regardless of your age, May 4th is a very significant date. May 4th, the date when students lost their life at Kent State during a demonstration regarding the Vietnam War. Kent State has done an incredible job of documenting the history and working for peace in the aftermath of the incident. And tomorrow will be its 55th anniversary. There are a lot of activities taking place there. I think going to Kent State's website is the best way that you can learn more about the incident and about what the university is doing. I just want to be sure we don't let the day go by today without making a note of that. I appreciate your indulgence. One of the four who lost their life at Kent State went to my high school and was in our neighborhood, and it's a day I won't soon forget, and quite a day in our history.
Prime Stage Theater joins you in supporting the Saturday Light Brigade. Prime Stage Theater presents Monday Night Specials, an opportunity for the community to experience compelling one-act performances and stage readings. Prime Stage Theater's production of Freedom House shares the history of the first emergency medical unit in the U.S. Freedom House takes place at the New Hazlett Theater in Pittsburgh's North Side on May 5th. More details are available at primestage.com.
There also were campus shootings at Jackson State University in the month of May back in 1970. Those sometimes get lost in the discussion about Kent State.
Teens interested in podcasting, writing, music, journalism, or other forms of self-expression are invited to join us for a wide range of SLB Youth Media Center programs. Activities include workshops on writing and audio recording, as well as weekly open mics and open studio hours on Mondays through Thursdays from 3 to 6 p.m. and Saturdays from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Activities are free to area teens. Visit ymc.slbradio.org. for details.
This is Olivia Zalewski, a student at Franklin Regional Senior High School and a Remake Learning Days Youth Ambassador. Remake Learning Days 2025 starts soon, and I hope you'll join me at Franklin Regional Stream Expo, hosted by Franklin Regional School District at 4125 Stardust Road in Murraysville, PA on May 13th and 14th at 5:30 to 8:30 p.m. Franklin Regional Stream Expo is an event for students in kindergarten through 8th grade to dig into the next generation of science standards and explore the arts. They will feature several hands-on experiences, demonstrations, and exhibits that are open to the students and their families. As a Remake Learning Days Youth Ambassador, I'll be following up with a story recapping the event, which I look forward to sharing some interesting activities I did. To learn more about Franklin Regional Stream Expo, visit frsdk12.org or visit Franklin Regional School District's several social media pages. Franklin Regional Stream Expo is just one of hundreds of free events running during Pennsylvania's Remake Learning Days celebration from May 1st to 23rd. Learn more at remakelearningdays.org.
Now it is time to give you a chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge. The word earth starts with E and ends with the letter H. E-A-R-T-H. Can you come up with five other words that start with E and end in the letter H? They can be of any length, and there are more than you think. Once again, the word earth starts with E and ends with the letter H. And our challenge to you is, can you come up with five more words of any length that start with E and end with the letter H?
It's time to connect. Join us on or off the air by calling or texting us at 412-200-5975. You can also reach us at 1-888-752-7234 or through Interact Live at slbradio.org/radio. You're a big part of the Saturday Light Brigade.
I keep thinking of more. I hope you'll share your words with us. Good luck.
Well, I sure do miss that good old electric washing machine. The one that we ain't got around here no more. And I sure do miss that big round tub and them stomping, swinging sounds. And I miss them groovy puddles on the floor. Just sits there in all of its glory on Monday morning, way over in the corner of the basement, going, But the old one went. Well, I cry when I see that brand new automatic washing machine, 'cause I'm sentimental for the old machine still yet, 'cause the old one really looks like a real live washing machine, but the new one just looks more like a television set. New one just sits there going, But the old one went.
That sounds like it might begin with E and ends with H.
E?
No. John Hartford, let's get all the goodness. There he is. Alan, I don't know if this was feedback or an answer. I think it's an answer. Alan said, enough! Enough! We're looking for words that start with E and end with H. They can be of any length. Richard has a bunch.
Start to play, folks used to say, sounds a little goofus to me.
Each, etch, eighth, Enoch, I'll add epic, and he ended with eh. Your words can be of any length. Ricky just added a great one. I, tooth. Or I teeth, EYETOOTH.
Corn fed chords appeal to me. I like rustic harmony. Hold the note and change the key. That's called goofus. Not according to the rules that you learn at music school.
but the folks just dance like fools. They love goofers. Job, but I just couldn't keep it long. The leader said I played all the music wrong, so I stepped out with an outfit of my own. Got together a new kind of orchestra, and we all played just the same goofus harmony. And I must admit, we made a hit. Goofus has been lucky for me.
Independently adds, I choose 11th. And to go with Enoch, we have Edith. And Lee on the north side has Epitaph. John and Economy has Each English. And Enmesh. I would have said Emish is the name. No, it's Enmesh. And Epic. And at the end, he added, that's enough. Richard. I mentioned Richard's just a little bit ago. 412-200-5975. We're looking for words that start with E and end with H that can be of any length. I guess Etch-a-Sketch works if we consider that a word. Can you think of any? 412-200-5975. Here, I'll give you a clue for this one. This is when you exaggerate or add details to a story that really are not part of the story. And this one is a milestone birthday. So there's two clues, each answer begins with E and ends with H. Here's something if fire breaks out, more often than not, it would be your goal to do this to it. And finally, for this clue, I have to remember to answer, give you the answers to all of these, too. This would be, if you were earning money, maybe from a business activity, you would be doing this to yourself. You would... It's also something you do to uranium. 412-200-5975. Words beginning in E and ending with H. Alan also suggested Edith. Alan knew that exaggerating or giving more details to a story, that is embellish. Embellish. Lee also knew that, and he included epigraph as well as embellish. Epigraph works. Alan has what one does to a fire often, which is extinguish. Embellish and epigraph both work for writing. Those are great. You can call us at 412-200-5975 or 1-888-752-7234. The answer to milestone birthday, I was thinking of 18th. 18th. here's something you might find in a laboratory. This would be a safety area in a laboratory. Maybe a little esoteric. Speaking of laboratory, the clue we gave that included uranium, something you might do to uranium or something you might do if you're in business or somehow involved in an activity like that, that would be enrich. Enrich. Oh, this is something that might give information about your heart. The laboratory safety device is an eye wash, an eye wash. Another milestone birthday, writes Lee on the north side, is 80th. 80th. Absolutely. Hello to Francine. Francine, thank you for being here with us. She is in Morningside, and it's good to have you along. Earth fits the pattern and is the inspiration for today's game. Electrocardiograph from Jim in Bethel Park. Well done. That's the word we were looking for. Oh, this one is, if say you build a fence and it's partly on your neighbor's property, they would say your fence is doing this. And it begins with E and ends with H. You should know that one. 412-200-5975. Usually this isn't the kind of thing you want to see happen. Alan, I said electrocardiograph. He added echocardiograph. That also works.
This is Kalissa Reed, a junior at Williamsport Area High School and a Remake Learning Days Youth Ambassador. Remake Learning Days 2025 starts soon, and I hope you'll join me at the Bird Identification for Beginners at the J.V. Brown Library on May 10th at 10 a.m. This event is designed for older teens and adults looking to learn how to identify birds through their shape, size, habitat, and other markings. As a Remake Learning Youth Ambassador, I'll be following up with a story recapping this event. I hope to learn how to differentiate bird identities. To learn more about the J.V. Brown Library, visit their Facebook page, J.V. Brown Library, or visit in person at 19th East 4th Street, Williamsport, PA. This event at the J.V. Brown Library is just one of hundreds of free events running during Pennsylvania's Remake Learning Days celebration from May 1st to May 24th. Learn more at remakelearningdays.org.
The word we were looking for, encroach. The fence might encroach on somebody else's property. That was fun. That's a game you can play more of later today, maybe choosing different letters at each end of the word. Coming up, we have got a lot of fun. Our Youth Express segment is going to begin with the South Hills Children's Choir, who have 20-plus members here with them today. We are also going to be talking with members of the Band of Steel, First Robotics Team, about their work in oceanography. That's all in our next hour. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square. along with Ricky Berger. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings at WRCT, Pittsburgh, WIUP-FM, Indiana, WMCO, New Concord, KRDP, Apache Junction, Goldfield, Ghost Town, Phoenix, WSAJ-FM, Grove City, WCUC-FM, Clarion, WNJR, Washington, WKYW, LP, Kaiser, West Virginia, Mountain Streams, Radio.org, Tube City Online at WMCK.FM, McKeesport, and SLBRadio.org/radio. Jim in Crafton Heights writes, Runes and Lord of the Rings, Elvish is his E-H word. Well done, Jim. Being here for this hour of the Saturday Light Brigade. The South Hills Children's Choir is warming up in our Youth Media Center, and they are going to be performing live for you in just a few moments.
The North Side Chronicle joins you in supporting the Saturday Light Brigade. The North Side Chronicle is a nonprofit community newspaper available in print, digital, and mobile formats that provides coverage of the people, places, and events in the 18 North Side neighborhoods of Pittsburgh. Details on the North Side Chronicle, including the Health and Wellness Guide, is available at thenorthsidechronicle.com.
Remake Learning Days time, and you can join us next Saturday to make your own podcast in the Youth Media Center. Hours are 10 until 2. You can stop by and say hello while we're on the air. You can learn more about this event at slbradio.org. On Saturday, May 17th, we'll have a live broadcast of the Saturday Light Brigade designed for you to interact with and enjoy, plus a chance for us to meet and chat immediately afterwards. Find more information on Remake Learning events at slbradio.org. We have over 100 SLB-trained Remake Learning Days youth ambassadors covering these events all throughout the state of Pennsylvania, the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, I should say. Well, you might know that the races associated with the Pittsburgh Marathon are happening. The marathon's tomorrow, the 5 and 10K races. I think they're those two are happening today, which meant there was a lot of North Side traffic early this morning, which means that the guests you're about to hear from had to make a special effort to get here early, and they did so successfully. And it's a great pleasure. We'll get to meet some of the students in just a moment. A great pleasure for us now to welcome members of South Hills Children's Choir.